Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for June 7th to the 13th, 2014. This week, Israeli attacks left two Palestinians killed. Meanwhile, the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says he is willing to resume peace talks with Israel. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. Three journalists were among those injured when Israeli troops attacked the weekly anti-wall and settlement protests organized in West Bank villages. IMEMC's Iman Abdrabu Bannoura with the details.
Protests this week were reported in the villages of Bil'in, Na'alin and Nabi Saleh in central West Bank, Kufr Kaddoum in the north, as well as Al-Masara in southern West Bank. Israeli troops used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets to suppress the three protests. In Nabi Saleh, protesters were stopped by Israeli soldiers at the village entrance, while in Bil'in and Na'alin, protesters managed to reach the Israeli wall. Three journalists were injured in Bil'in, and many civilians were treated from the effects of tear gas inhalation at the three locations. Meanwhile, Israeli troops attacked villagers of Kufr Kaddoum and their supporters with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. As a result, many civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Elsewhere in southern West Bank, Israeli troops stopped the weekly anti-wall protest at Al-Masara village entrance. Soldiers forced people back into the village using rifle butts and batons. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abdrabu Bannoura.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says he is willing to resume peace talks with Israel if Israel commits to releasing the last batch of Palestinian detainees agreed upon last summer. In response, Israel sources argue that Israel can only return back to table once Abbas breaks up with Hamas. In a meeting in Ramallah with his Fatah party leaders, President Mahmoud Abbas said that he is willing to resume peace talks with Israel following a recent unity deal with the rival Hamas party. Abbas reaffirmed the same outlines for the Palestinian government, embracing peace as a strategic choice for realizing a Palestinian state on 1967 border lines, including East Jerusalem as its capital. Abbas also asserted that the newly born unity technocrat government does not exclude Hamas. Meanwhile, Israeli sources echoed the same willingness, but provided that Abbas retreats a latest agreement with Hamas. Israel still contends that the new cabinet includes Hamas, which according to Israel aims at the destruction of the Israeli state. In the meantime, the Palestinian cabinet, headed by former BA's Prime Minister Ramel Hamadallah, has begun operating and was able to sort out a financial crisis in Gaza after Hamas elements prevented local banks from functioning for 1 week over salaries. A spokesperson for the technocrat cabinet stated that the state of Qatar pledged a financial support for the salaries of Hamas employees since 2007 for a period of 3 months. In the Gaza Strip, Khalid al-Batsh, a leader of the Islamic Jihad in Gaza, responded to the detainees' hunger strike underway now in Israeli detention camps by saying that the only option is capturing Israeli soldiers in order to pressure their release. More than 140 Palestinian administrative detainees have gone into a hunger strike for 7 weeks now, demanding be either released or tried. Administrative detention is a long-time Israeli policy that detains Palestinians for a period of 6 months on no charges. Currently, 200 out of 5,000 Palestinian detainees are in administrative detention. Two men and a child are killed in the Gaza Strip this week. Meanwhile, Israeli daily invasions and kidnappings of civilians continue in the West Bank. IMEMC's Anna Franzowicz reports.
A Palestinian man was killed and two were seriously injured on Thursday morning when an Israeli military jet fired a missile targeting a fighter northwest of Gaza City. The Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad, said the 24-year-old fighter had been identified as Mohammed Nasser, Abu al-Khattab. His body was severely mutilated when an Israeli missile struck him as he was driving his motorcycle in the Sudania area. Two civilians were injured in the blast, one seriously, the Palestinian TV reported. The Israeli army said it targeted fighters planning to attack Israeli targets. On Wednesday evening, a Palestinian child was killed and a young man was wounded in an explosion that took place in a home in the Atufah neighborhood in Gaza City, medical sources reported. Also on Wednesday, Palestinian militants fired a rocket which hit an open area in southern Israel, according to Israeli officials. The rocket hit the Eshkol region without causing any casualties or damage. Earlier in the week, Israeli soldiers stationed across the eastern border of Gaza City fired dozens of rounds of live ammunition, targeting a number of homes and farmlands east of Gaza City. Damage was reported, but there were no injuries. On Sunday, a Palestinian fisherman from Gaza died of his wounds, according to media sources. He was shot and critically injured by the Israeli Navy off the coast of the northwest part of the Gaza Strip last week. In the West Bank this week, Israeli forces conducted at least 76 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these attacks, Israeli troops kidnapped at least 28 Palestinians, including 4 children. In Jerusalem on Tuesday, Israeli military bulldozers razed large areas of Palestinian-owned land in the neighborhood of Wadi al-Juz, near the walls of the Old City, according to local witnesses. Local sources said that the army forces and police surrounded the area and towed a number of Palestinian vehicles from the area, causing severe damage to the cars. The security forces prevented Palestinians from approaching as the bulldozers razed the lands. No reason was given. Also this week, chairperson of the Israeli Medical Association, the IMA, Dr. Leonid Edelman, stated that the association refuses to force-feed hunger-striking Palestinian political prisoners. They added that Israeli physicians respect the wishes of the detainees. Edelman stated that Israeli doctors will not force-feed the detainees that are holding extended hunger strikes. Force-feeding would violate the detainees' rights. More than 100 Palestinian political detainees held by the Israeli army started their strike more than 48 days ago. At least 70 detainees have been moved to 12 different Israeli hospitals. They are heavily guarded by Israeli soldiers and shackled in their hospital beds. They are held under the administrative detention policies. They are held without charges or trial. The detainees are demanding to be released or have their day in court. For IMEMC News, this is Anna Franzovich.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for June 7th to the 13th, 2014 from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Ismawi and me, Vassam Banoura.